Hello, everybody. Here we are again today talking about chocolatiers. We do this every year. This is our third year of going through suffering by eating delicious, wonderful chocolates around the world that do ship. It's mostly U.S. eccentric, to be fair, but a lot of places do ship worldwide. And so we are tasting some of the best chocolates all over the place and ranking them for the third year. And you know what? I'm going to keep this going as long as possible because it's a labor of delicious love. So yes, so we are here ranking 8 new chocolatiers for 2023. And with that, here we go.
Hi, this is Noah.
Hey, it's Camberly, and this is
the To-Do List!
So, this is one of my favorite episodes.
It's one of my favorite.
I think I keep pushing for it until there's nothing left. Nothing but Hershey chocolate, which we will never do. Anyway, no, this stuff is trash. Anyway,
but
no,
we can evaluate
people who
it.
Love it. For people who love it, I'm sorry. It's just when you've eaten chocolate from everywhere, especially like when you go to Europe, it's just Hershey's doesn't necessarily use the most fresh or delicious ingredients.
Their proportions of sugar to cream is off. When you go
they,
to Europe,
they don't even use cream half the time.
Oh, fair enough.
It's oil.
But when you go to Europe, do you need to talk about what you do with chocolate or no?
So I hoard it. That's all I'm going to say. I hoard it. That's what I do.
She fills up her suitcase with chocolate, so everyone thinks.
I'm talking about you, Carl Fazer, that won't come to the U.S.
Carl Fatzer.
Fatzer. I say Fazer because I'm an idiot, I guess. But honestly, find a way to make your chocolate come to America, please, because I can't hold out like this, and I'm not going to pay the ridiculous shipping. So get your stuff together.
That's who you're talking about, but what about...
But we're talking about bonbons.
Puccini Bombini.
Oh, them too.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're about to talk about shipping. Let's talk about Puccini Bombini. Yeah,
they need to fix their stuff, too. But you know what? It's okay, whatever. I think they probably say, we don't need a market here in the U.S. You do. Yes, it's competitive, but come on now. Bring it here. I'll buy from you all the time. But yes, so what I do is I fill up stuff with chocolate, my suitcase, and carry on, because I love chocolate. I love dessert. So yes, so we love this episode. We did it last year.
And the year before.
No, this is our first.
Three.
No, we haven't.
Yes, we did, because I remember the first one. Volch was my first favorite.
Yeah, that was last year.
Last year was Kate Weiser for me.
Oh, we have... This is our third year?
This is our third year of doing chocolate.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to keep it going until we can't. And you know what?
Until Hershey's happens.
What's funny is that they actually now on... who we go through. Who do we go through? This is really bad advertisement.
Anchor. Which is now Spotify. It's now Spotify.
So now they're listening to us going, boy, you're selling it well. And they're like, no wonder why we won't give you commercials.
Well, we could make there be commercials, but we don't want to. We like you listening for free.
You know, I don't care. Maybe one day we will add commercials. Why not? Pay for our chocolate. But I don't know. Let us know in the comments. Because now they do it so that you can add comments to certain episodes. So if you know of a chocolate shop that you want to give a shout out to and we try, we will add them to the list for sure. Because, you know, eventually we're going to run out.
But no, we won't. Message us, emails. Camberly,
Oh, yeah, you can find us on... You know what I'm going to do in 2024? Every single time I'm going to give you the email, our Facebook page.
It's in the description.
But nobody reads the description. But you can find
it's all right there.
In the description. Any way to find us. Let us know about some chocolatiers.
But I will give you... We may. We will definitely take it under advisement if we haven't already. But I need to give Camberly the shout out right here. Because I will say, she can find some chocolate.
I can find some chocolate.
This girl... That's why when you say, when we run out, I'm like, when is that going to be?
It can, believe it or not. So this is where you come in. So, you know, as a fan.
I can list like three right now we haven't done yet.
Bro. Yeah, no, I know. But this is one of our favorite episodes because basically it's just deliciousness.
And we love chocolate. And do we need to talk about our doctor's visits and what they say about our...
No, actually, we're fine. We're fine, believe it or not.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, we're fine. So, no, I'm fine. He's fine.
We'll talk about our dentist, how they feel about our teeth, our sugar intake.
That's fine, too.
Oh, snap.
That's fine, too. But you know what?
Don't be like us.
No, as long as you do it in moderation, there's nothing wrong with it, and that's what I do. And you know what? I love these episodes. We do choose places that ship across the U.S., so it's not like you can't get these. We're not just choosing local places. This is the time of year. It's really nice because you can order some for the holiday, so we're trying to get these out pretty quickly. These episodes, because they're holiday-centric. But you can get it for the holiday, and then guess what? Valentine's Day is next.
And then Mother's Day.
So we are hooking you up so you don't have to do the research.
You could also, you forgot an important holiday, you forgot your birthday, they could ship it to you for your birthday.
Yeah, right.
But you could, if you want to. You could message us, all information's down there, message me, and I'll see that it gets to Kimberly for her birthday. We'll talk.
We'll give you a fake address so you don't find me for some of the snappy things I say on here.
Oh no, I won't do the home address, but I'll find it a way to get to you so that you won't know the chocolate's coming. So with that, we commence our third, count it three times.
No, our third year. So it's there's eight chocolate tiers that we chose this year.
Ooh, there is. I gave you your kudos about picking chocolate. Mm-hmm. That being said, I think I remember your top, you tied, if I remember right, in year one, you tied your top two because you didn't want to pick just one. Do you remember your favorite last year?
What was, I don't even remember the first year. Apparently, I thought
I think you made it a tie between Vosh and Puccini Bambini, or am I wrong?
Oh, I still stick by that.
You stick by that?
Richard was so good, too. That was my number three.
Richard, I think, was my number two.
So good.
That being said, and we're basically giving a spoiler for our other episodes, but we didn't get into details right now. That being said, the second, I know why I chose Kate Wiseman. That surprised you. Do you remember who you picked, or you don't remember?
Oh, I don't even remember.
Okay, you see if you remember it during this process.
Next year, I'll listen to all those episodes first. No, who did I pick?
I don't know.
See?
Girl, I don't worry about you.
Listen to it if you want to know. I'm going to listen to it. Actually, because I want to know who I picked, because it's hard to keep up with this.
Apparently so.
Oh, my goodness.
So on that note, this year we did pick eight chocolatiers. We didn't necessarily do one a month, but we did.
We tried, but things happened.
Life happens. We did mix it up. So that being said, the first one that we did was my pick. Mm-hmm. I picked that one. It was John and Kira.
Yep.
Was the name of the chocolatiers. I ordered it online. And full disclosure about the finances about it is I did get a code online that basically made a discount. Shipping was $12.95, so that discount basically was 10% off, so it essentially made the discount free. I ordered 39 chocolates, which is different than our norm, because we try to do the same amount from every chocolatier, so we don't give anyone favoritism, as it were.
Yep.
That being said, I ordered the extra 9, because I wanted to add something cute, quote-unquote cute. So John and Kira's have, like, bumblebees and ladybugs, and they
change depending on the season.
They do
flowers, and now it's snowflakes and snowmen.
And I knew that Kimberly likes quote unquote cute. I like flavor, but Kimberly's about quote unquote.
Oh no, I like flavor most, but cute goes a long way.
Very much with Kimberly, not necessarily with me. But they are based out of Philadelphia. So that being said, I ordered the tri-color ladybug medley, which was 62% dark chocolate and was painted by hand. And the flavors in that were raspberry, garden mint, and honey lavender. I was actually surprised, truth be told, of those three, which one do you think I'd like best? Knowing me, would I like the garden mint, the raspberry, or the honey lavender? What do you think I'd like the most?
I would always think raspberry, because you love raspberry.
I do love me some raspberry. I actually like the honey lavender the best.
That was my favorite, too.
I actually was surprised that it was sweet, and the raspberry was a little bit subtler than I expected, as the mint. The mint, the garden mint actually tasted like fresh mint. It wasn't as strong as, like, I know this is, I would say, a high-class chocolatier. I think of Andes Candies. And the Andes Candies chocolate, I feel, is more... I know, it's not a fair comparison, because they're like apples and oranges.
You know what it is? Because they use oils. So they use mint oils. I feel like Jonna and Kara actually used crushed mint, which gives out an oil. But I feel like a lot of them use the artificial mint oils that you can buy online or in a grocery store. I'm not saying they do, but John and Kara, I think that was like the real deal.
Looking up their story and how they met after I ordered from them, mm-hmm. Truth be told, how I found this chocolatier, our first year we did off National Geographic's list of the best chocolatiers mm-hmm. in the world. Then
the second year
two
was what I love.
Year three, we're kind of going off what comes across our plate and based on listener suggestions, not going to lie.
Yeah.
That being said, this one I came across, truth be told, off a Facebook ad.
I'm sorry.
Facebook's not you're sorry, but after tasting it, are you sorry?
No.
That was a happy accident.
Spoiler, I still order from them.
Yeah.
There are certain chocolatiers that I still order from. Some I will never again. Not because they're bad. They're just, you know, life's short. Stick with what you love. John and Kara, I still buy from.
So I'm going to table what I was saying. Mm-hmm. Why? Why do you still buy from them? Tell me more about your experience.
You know what it was? I feel like even though they're a smaller company, it's not like some of them that have a couple locations and they churn stuff out, which like there are like Godiva. That's a good example. It's mm-hmm. a corporate, huge corporation. What I like about John and Kira is that it's a small operation, but it doesn't look like it. So they put a lot of care into the appearance of their chocolates, into the taste profiles. They take a lot of pride in it. Just even looking at their website and their social media, they take it very seriously as a business, and you could tell that they love what they do. I love the little box of besides just the cute things, they have a chocolate box of the different flavors. Now, some of them aren't the most amazing, like cardamom and blah, blah, blah flavor, you know. Some of them are a little bit more like, you know, everyday flavors, like lemon or whatever. I don't care. They're nice little chocolate squares. They're just beautifully done. They're gorgeously put together, even though simplistic, but it's still, even being simplistic, they're beautiful and very professional. The flavor profiles are well balanced. If you wait it out and you buy from them, they do have sales, so go check it out. You can get it at a discount, but it's even worth the full price. Very delicious. It leaves a good taste in my mouth as far as the company and the chocolate.
And that's why you stuck with them. So when I was talking about, when you're talking about the oils and what they mm-hmm. use, part of their story that I did read after I bought from them, the reason why I bought from them was a Facebook ad. So I guess, yes, good things do happen from the spying on us and from the ads. But what I read about their story was basically sustainability was one of the things. Some of the sourcing, they're conscious of the environment and the actual ingredients in their actual products. And that's something they actually bonded over. That being said, I liked when you remove the ladybug or a bee. Oh, there's a fun fact underneath in the actual packaging. In the other mix, so I did get the 30 pack and then 9 additional ones. I did have Glen's strawberry. I did have passion fruit. I did have some more lavender honey, which I enjoyed. I had bergamot. I had coffee whiskey. I noticed in the Chocolatier's collection, there were 3 of each. So we didn't necessarily each get like 2 of each. We had to draft a little bit. So on 5 of them, we were each able to get 2, and then on the remaining 5, we had to draft, as I like to call it, between the 2 of us. So that was the first one we did, John and Kira's.
You know, and I just want to say quickly, because we don't want to make it too long, but I think that this is a gift that is perfect for, like, anyone. Like, certain ones, I feel like it's a good graduation gift, it's a good holiday gift. Part of it is just the regular chocolates with not a lot of decoration on them. They're just chocolates versus the very cute ones. I think it just would be great for everyone across the board, those who don't like cutesy stuff to those who do. It's just smart company. Love it.
So the next one we did was your pick.
It was, and that would be one that I had had before this, and I went, wait, we didn't do this in the last 2 years? And so I said, well, we're going to do it. And that's Christopher Elbow. So very well established. It's in Missouri.
You were going to say Missouri?
No, I was not going to say Missouri.
What were you going to say?
Missouri.
Okay, just checking.
Was I wrong?
Do you do stand-up comedy?
Yeah. So anyway, Christopher Elbow is just one that I've known. It's very well established, actually. It's been around for a while. It has a great name in the industry. And so I was like, oh, we haven't done this one, so I'm going to do it, so it gives me an excuse to eat these yum-yums. So the reason why I picked it was I'd already known about it, and I'm like, I've always gotten very good service. I've had problems with their site a few times. I don't know why, but I've contacted them. They've gotten back to me within, you know, like 10 to 14 hours, fixed it for me, or like fixed the problems with the order. Very good customer service, very good chocolates. And what I like about Christopher Elbow is they're consistent. Like, everything is made beautifully. They take it very seriously. The bonbons are beautiful, but they have a nice mix of, oh, look, it's salted caramel chocolate versus some more unique flavors. They do change them during the holidays. So, you know, right now they'll have like gingerbread or peppermint ones. And then during like Mother's Day, it'll change. The only thing I will say that I don't necessarily always care for with Christopher Elbow is during the special ones, like during Easter, they're going to use a lot of white chocolate because it's those flavors like lemon or raspberry, and they tend to, well, raspberry goes well, chocolate, but certain flavors tend to go better with white chocolate, I feel, that people feel. And I'm not a white chocolate eater, so sometimes I'm like, look, if I'm paying these prices, I don't want something that's not chocolate. So that's the only thing I would say, ugh, less white chocolate, more chocolate, because their chocolate's so delicious. But I've never been disappointed. And let me say, their advent calendar this year, it's too late to get it this year, but it is gorgeous. It is one of the most beautiful advent calendars I have ever owned. Maybe I'll put a picture of it, because it just brings a tear to my eye. So yeah.
So Christopher Elbow, I had been familiar with as well. We had gotten 36 of those. And, well, the main portion was 36. But then Kimberly actually gave me the Legendary Love Stories collection. Because apparently February is my birthday month. I'm not going to lie. So maybe that was a gift. Was I don't
legendary
know.
Legendary love.
Well, Romeo and Juliet had a raspberry rosé, and you know I love raspberry.
Oh, yeah.
So I enjoyed that. I think they leaned more into the raspberry than the rosé, but I was okay with that.
Yeah.
I accepted that. As a whole, I felt they were very pretty, very well done. My hang-up a little bit on Christopher Elbow is it didn't seem like it was always about the chocolate. Some chocolatiers focus on the fun flavors, and I think Camberley falls for that more than I do. Would you agree?
I hate to say, they're kind of like, if you listen to our episode before, Norman Love.
Yes.
Norman Love is about flavors, and here's some chocolate. Yeah, I agree with you.
I want to know it's chocolate, and oh, there's a flavor with it. I don't need chocolate to be first, but I at least want it 50-50. There were times in this I didn't feel, case in point, in the normal collection that you got, the raspberry, I felt it was more about the raspberry than it was about the chocolate.
Yeah.
However, that being said, the quality of the actual product. I enjoyed Ghana, which was dark chocolate ganache made with 68% cacao from Ghana. I liked the Fleur de Sil, which I put yum. Straight up yum. It was caramel infused with French gray French sea salt.
Delicious.
Strawberry balsamic, another yum.
Delicious.
Caramel with strawberries and aged balsamic vinegar. Aztec spice was caramel infused
so
with
good.
Chilies, spices, and cinnamon. And rosemary was caramel infused with fresh rosemary. However, that being said, I noticed a common theme seemed to be the texture of the ones I liked. So I tend to like more of a gooey, caramelly texture, but also the aspect. I found, evaluating these, I liked a lot of the caramel. Is that a problem for the chocolate for a chocolate
the
company?
Caramel, yeah, I will say, and it tends to be a runnier type. Then some tend to be more solid, so it's just delicious. Goes down really well, yummy. So I get what you're saying. It's more like a caramel company than well, the ones
I don't
that
think they're the ones
they're
that
not.
I liked.
They're not, but you're right. They really do play mostly on what's inside, not on the outside, as much. The chocolate is delicious, but per ratio, you're not getting as much. As you, if you're a chocolate lover, that you may want.
And that was a little bit of a hang up for me, I guess I would say on that one.
Yeah. So. I mean, so then that being said, then that's something, just that's why we do this. If you're a chocolate lover, you know a chocolate lover, maybe Christopher Elbow may not be for them if they're there for the chocolate.
But they're pretty.
Especially like a lot of Europeans that are like, give me the chocolate. That's what we're here for. This is a little bit more about yummy yummies, and here's some chocolate too.
Well, and
but they're beautiful. They make beautiful gifts because they really are spectacular.
And unique flavors. I guess what I would say in their defense is you can tell the flavor of the chocolate you're tasting. As opposed to some others that we may talk about that'll be a little bit more subtle.
Yeah.
This one, you know. You know what you're eating. There's no doubt in your mind. You know what you got.
Beautiful presentation, too. Great for the holidays. Great for special occasions because of that. But yeah, the chocolate ratio to the insides, you know, low.
So the next one we did was my choice. It was Anson's Chocolatiers, which is based out of California. They actually are a family type business. They basically had their mom used to be working for Toyshire when they were in the United States. She worked at one of the few outposts of Toyshire in the United States at the time. And then when she passed, or at some point in their evolution, they basically took over the family business and kind of navigated. They all navigated away and made their own company.
Yeah.
Hence Anson's Chocolatiers. We got the 36-piece signature collection, and some companies let you pick what you get, some don't. Sometimes I like the freedom of having to choose what I get. Last year, for our second episode, we did go to L.A. Burdick, and I went in store, so I was able to pick my own collection of what I wanted in it. Given online, some companies do allow you that possibility. Anson's is not that group. They did not allow me to pick my own. And that's actually, of the three we mentioned, I don't know, Christopher Elbow let you pick, or you just had to go with what they had pre-made?
No, it's pre-assorted. Yeah,
and
it's done.
Common, and generally if you do pick your own, the company that would allow that would make you pay more. I did have a code given out for first-time customers when I provided my email that did save us 10%. The shipping was a bit much. It was $30.90 to have shipped from California. Just gonna say. Thoughts on that shipping? Camberley's a big shipping person, I will say.
Yeah, come on now.
So, one of my hang-ups was, there was no chocolate list included, but there was a QR code that linked to the chocolates. But that QR code list wasn't exactly accurate. There was a red caramel that was included in the actual package that was not listed on the list once I had the QR code and followed it. There were 5 listed, but 6 included. They had nice packaging, and I liked that it opened in a unique way. I particularly liked Double Yuzu. I liked Salted Caramel. That was a yum. I did not know what to expect, actually, with a Huntington tea caramel, because I didn't really know, like, what's Huntington tea. So it was citrus and jasmine black tea from the Huntington Museum, is basically what the inspiration was for that. And I was pleasantly surprised. Usually I'm not the biggest tea person, but in general, I like the product. I like the quality of it. My big hang-up on that one, I will say, was shipping. And at the end, when we go through a little bit of pricing, I will reveal a little bit about shipping and what that ended up costing. But with Ann Sons, it was a pretty penny. And I guess, I'll reveal it now. Ann Sons was one of the most expensive shipping of all 8 that we ordered from.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was in the top 2. It was number 2 most expensive in terms of shipping. How did you feel about Ann Sons?
You know what? I actually liked it. I wasn't sure because I'd never heard of it.
My discovery of this, I will say, is I expanded my reach originally when we did this episode, which we did in our podcast way back in season 2, episode 33, when we did the original one. Mm-hmm. Take 2, we did season 4, this season, episode 1, but that's because holidays last year made us shove it into season 4. We really recorded it toward the end of season 3, but this is the season 4 episode of this one as well. That being said, Season 2, episode 33, our initial inspiration was reading National Geographic. How I found Ann Sons was I was reading online Best Chocolatiers in the World, and there was a periodical that chose Ann Sons as one of their favorites.
Oh, really?
So that's how I came across them. It was not a Facebook ad.
No, it actually, I'd never, like I said, heard of them. And I actually thought it was, I thought it was quite delicious. The one that you mentioned, I love tea. Mm. I love tea chocolates, so if you give me a good tea chocolate, I'm always going to come back. I felt like it was really good quality. I felt like the chocolate was really good. I felt like it was a nice ratio of chocolate to the delicious insides. So I liked it. I wasn't sure, because sometimes with smaller ones I haven't heard of them, I'm like, meh. But no, I felt like it was a good one. Would I order it again? I don't know. I probably would, but that's shipping.
You didn't know about the shipping because you didn't order it.
How much was it again?
$30.90.
Yeah, that's not happening. So right there, and that's what's frustrating, is because they have a good product, but if I see that that's the kind of shipping, that tells me it must be a very small shop.
But to be fair, John and Kira, I also ordered that one, and you ordered that. The shipping didn't make you bat an eye.
No, because it was free when I ordered.
Sure they didn't give you a discount that basically took it away?
No, it was free.
Okay, I'll double check that. No,
they give free discounts, so I would order again.
Right.
Because of that.
I did not get free shipping. I got the 10% discount, which essentially took away the shipping. I did not get free shipping.
Well, I got free shipping because I ordered a certain amount, and then you get 20% off, so I went nuts.
Got it. Hey. Ann Sons did not do that. However, I only ordered that initial grouping of that, which was only the 30 I did.
Yeah, I feel like the flavors were nice. I feel like the chocolate was nice. But that shipping alone, I mean, it's kind of like the same. It falls under the Puccini Bombini.
I'm sorry, 36. I misspoke. 36.
That falls under the Puccini Bombini, where it's like, but I understand it's not that expensive if you're in the Netherlands or parts of Europe. But it just, it's too expensive. It's going to stop people from buying your product. So it's just best to find a way if you want to get out there more. Maybe they don't care. Maybe they're a local favorite and nobody cares. But for me, I'm not going to buy that again. You know, not that I did this time. But you know what I mean? That's what's going to stop me, because there's other companies that will. So, but are they good chocolates? Sure. If you're around that area and you want to stop in, do it. If you're feeling frisky, you have a lot of money, and you want to throw down and get some chocolates, there you go. But that shipping alone just makes me go, what?
You didn't know that till now, though.
No, I did not. That's insane.
You might need to change your ranking.
I already knew my ranking.
This didn't change it?
No.
Got it. I'm just saying. All right.
Insanity. Okay.
Wait. Next up was Camberley.
Which one?
You had done... Oh, Camberley. Oh,
it was Ragged Coast.
Yes, it was. It was your birthday.
This is Ragged Coast. So Ragged Coast is from Maine. It is, you know, which is interesting because you're like, well, what's in Maine? A lot of beautiful scenery and cold weather, but it's beautiful. And I was like reading through like various places because I'm like, let's find some of the best chocolate, what people felt were the best chocolate. And I came upon some thread somewhere and they brought this one up. It was mentioned a few times that it had won an award at one point for, they have basically different chocolates in their collection. A lot of the time they're seasonal. So they have a bunch during the year. It can be a little confusing because you'll see certain flavors going, ooh, that sounds great. And guess what? It's not in the box because it isn't in season. So be prepared because that could be disappointing. Sometimes I'll be looking forward to something and then it doesn't happen and I get a little bit of a sad face. So, but there's certain ones that are always in season. And it's the one where it's the two, it's a box with the same flavors because they won awards. And it's basically the cassis flavor. And then the mint. And these both are award winners. And so they have a box with just these two flavors, which I ordered. And I didn't realize it was also in the main box. But whatever. More chocolate. Delicious fun. Then they have the one that tends to be seasonal. Small company in Maine. It is very much a mom pa store. So give it some love. But because of that, it's very simple aesthetic. You know, a blue box with the blue insert telling you what you're eating. Quite delicious. I actually like this. I like the award-winning ones. What I will say with the mint, it's like John and Kara in that you could tell that it was natural flavor. It wasn't bottled. And this company tends to use things that are very much in season, which I respect because it's basically saying that it's made with fresh ingredients. They own a farm, essentially, and so they make the stuff on the farm. So the milk and stuff that you're tasting is from that area. It's no joke. They're making stuff themselves, which I really, really respect because that is a love. That is not easy to do. The mint I really loved. I love mint, but I normally would ignore it, but I really feel like they did a wonderful job with that. With the cassis, I hope I'm saying it right, very bitter. And I love dark chocolate, so it was okay. It wasn't exactly what I expected, but the mint one was very good. I felt like they were solid. These tend to be very they're square and flatter. That's the way that they are in the box. That's the way that they present it. It's not like a bonbon as much. It's a flatter square. And it's just nicely done. It's a very nice group of people. You know, they don't give a lot of discounts because it is a very small, you know, store. So don't expect to be finding that. But I really enjoyed it. I would order from them again.
So, for me, I'm trying to remember if you had said this, or if it's on the packaging, or where I found it. They referred to it as adventurously flavored chocolate. And I was like, I didn't know that I felt it was that adventurous. Am I being ridiculous?
No, you know, actually, you brought that up. I would agree it wasn't very adventurous. I would say
it was not. It was not.
Yes. I would say this tends to be in the category, it's about the chocolate, and then the flavor more. And it's just the chocolate didn't vary too much. It tend to be the same chocolate.
I don't need the chocolate to... If you're going to be adventurous...
No, just say milk and dark. It tend to be like one type.
And I was fine with all that. I was just looking for, if you're going to label yourself as adventurously flavored, then go crazy. Yeah. Like, the mint, that's not crazy.
No.
Well, there was one with pecan on it. I thought it was Northern Apple, which are wild and cultivated local apples, Latin American chocolate, and a single maple cumin glazed pecan. But that's when Kimberly told me that the recipe wasn't exactly accurate. So I think what was confusing to me is when I was trying to pinpoint what I'm tasting, mm-hmm. I couldn't do it because the recipe list wasn't exactly the most accurate thing. Something else she mentioned was goat's milk. Kimberly kept on mentioning goat's milk to me, so I kept on looking for it. I'm like, I don't taste it. I can't find it. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think it was all of them, though. But honestly, I don't like goat milk at all, and I never tasted it.
Well, you told me it was there. And
that's
so
what it said, but honestly, I wouldn't have eaten it because I hate goat milk.
The chocolate-covered caramels were, well, caramels. And I just bring that up because for me, apparently, the theme for me is I enjoy caramels, even though I really do love chocolate. Yeah. But I find I like texture caramels, and I find it's hard to mess up a caramel. If that makes sense.
No,
I don't know
can.
That.
Well, I had one recently in an advent calendar that messed it up.
Okay. Well, I haven't experienced that, so I can't say that.
It was too granulated sugar. They didn't melt it down enough.
One seemed to have a dried fruit on top, and I thought it was a cherry. Could have been a fig. I don't know. I couldn't find it on the list, but I did enjoy it. And I think that was one of my big hang-ups, is that when I liked something, I couldn't find out what it was. Yeah. And it wasn't exactly accurate. The texture sometimes did throw me. Case in point, there was a Chair and Nib, which is supposed to have New England chèvre in them, Latin American bittersweet chocolate, and a crunchy cacao nib. Maybe I felt it was like a little bit too bitter for me, but I love chocolate, so I'm a sucker. Like when Kimberly may say something's too sweet, I am not that guy. I like some sweetness. I like some sugar. Give it to me. And so I was more not disappointed, I would say I felt as though, and it's interesting because I can be experimental. I can pop something in my mouth and be like, okay, what did I just eat? What was that? Yeah, you see me pop something in my mouth being, what was that? What's going on there?
You question
that,
later. Yeah.
I'll do a shot of ketchup. It's fine. For a nickel.
Marinara.
Whatever. The point is, I don't necessarily need to know what I'm eating, but afterwards, I'd like to know. So that way, if I want to revisit that or find somebody else who's doing the same thing with the same ingredient, I can revisit that. And I think that's part of my disappointment, but also I want a little bit more sugar. Also, if you're going to use goat's milk, let me know it. If goat's milk is there, have it pay off. And I didn't feel... That's, I think, why I'm a little bit... is because they said they were adventurously flavored, and I don't know that I felt they backed up that claim.
Maybe they are for Maine. I mean, you know what I'm saying. I'm not ripping on Maine. No. I'm saying that maybe...
But if you're going to be... And I think the standard we're holding to these companies to is we want them to be able... Because they ship... Yeah. To everyone in the United States.
Yeah.
We want them to be able to compete nationally and potentially internationally. So much like when we rip on Puccini Bombini for charging exorbitant shipping prices for other countries, well, this is one that if you're going to say adventurous, then you better be adventurous.
No, I agree. But what I do respect is, like, if for somebody who wants... I'm not going to say it's not organic, but it's very fresh. It's like farm things. It's local things that they can get that they make into chocolates. And I respect that for sustainability and their own like state or nearby area. You know, it's a little bit more rustic. They have won awards. And so I think that if this is for somebody who doesn't like really sweet chocolates and would like... less sugar and more traditional chocolates. But you're right. They do say that they are a little bit more bold than they really are. Don't be afraid by the goat's milk because I don't like it and I couldn't even taste it.
Yeah, so. I couldn't even spot it.
But it was good. Good chocolate.
Right, but if you're going to make a point to...
No, I get it. I understand. But I still think that they were worthy. I'd buy from them again.
So Camerlé did actually 2 months in a row because... Is it because you like May?
No, it's because I wanted to buy something for my birthday.
Yeah, but...
I wanted to choose for my birthday so I'd be happy.
Well, you would have anyway because I did March.
No, for some reason, it wasn't going to work that way.
And I also think there was a company you were looking at that had a decent sale in May.
Yeah, so that was cacao and cardamom.
Yep, that's what Camerlé... So Camerlé did it.
I chose.
So did a double whammy.
Did a double whammy. And they are located in Houston, Texas. What's interesting is that the owner basically is... her background is Southern Asian or South Asian. So... which I would say probably in the region like near India or somewhere like that, because it's really, she's really big into cardamom, cumin, coriander, so very popular in that region. And what's interesting, she basically traveled all over the world. She's very much a child of travel and things like that. And so she's taken a lot of those different flavors, especially from her background, and creates delicious chocolates based off of them. I've been interested in these in a while because I'd seen them before elsewhere, and I found that the flavors were extremely unique because of the flavor profiles with cardamom and fennel and all these different things. They come in a tower. So they come in this beautiful tower that basically you open up. There's these panels, and then the chocolates are in individual, like, four sections. I don't really know the rhyme and reason of why they're in that design.
Visual merchandising.
It is. I don't know which chocolates, why they are put where they are. It's visually nice. So this is something that's really great for like gift giving, because it very much is like an event to open. And it is very beautiful. For me, I feel like it's a lot of product. It's a lot of space that I like the traditional boxes. That's just me. I almost ordered them from another time, but I didn't. And the one thing that I will say that I did not like was that I kept getting emails basically saying, so when are you going to buy from us? When are you going to buy? And then the final one that made me not buy it the first month was that it was like, here's some money off. I'm a small female-owned business with children, and I need to pay for the food. It was basically that. And that to me, just, I don't like that. It's like, I had somebody do that when I bought something off Amazon, and I said, yeah, and I have my problems too. Please don't do this. You know what I mean?
And my laughter was an uncomfortable laughter. It's not that I'm laughing at her. I feel as though my personal take on what you just described and why I laughed, it was an uncomfortable laugh, but also a, oh my gosh, because your product should speak for itself.
Thank you.
I feel like if I were Kimberly, I'd feel almost guilted into buying it. And I don't want to feel
that. No, I didn't feel guilted. I didn't buy it the first month, and I actually was going to take it off the list.
Well, because you felt they were trying to guilt you, and you'll resist that manipulation. Because you felt it might have been, like, emotional manipulation.
A little bit. It's like, let your product speak for you. Please don't do that, because it's going to turn certain people off. That being said, what I will say is I actually really enjoyed a lot of their flavors. Because unlike Ragged Coast, I really feel that, you know, cardamom or cacao and cardamom say they use bold flavors. They do. There's no, like, oh, maybe we'll just do it. No. These are strong. And I really enjoyed, like, they had a cardamom and rose, and then they had, they just had such wonderful flavors. Like, I don't know how to say it. Garam masala? Is that what it is?
Garam masala.
Thank you. So it's Indian flavor that is really strong, and somehow she made it work. It's just very strong flavors, especially from India, that are so well balanced, but so bold, and they're exquisite. The chocolates are beautiful. They're colorful, just like the cultures that they come from. Bright colors. They really are spectacular. They really are. Regardless of what I felt about that whole email thing, I'm glad I ordered it, because they are really fantastic.
So to jump on what we said is adventurously flavored, Kimberly introduced this one because she ordered this one. I was going to say, as much as I felt that Ragged Coast was not really adventurously flavored, and I'm glad you picked that up, yes, I felt cacao and cardamom were adventurously flavored, is how I describe it. There were 36 chocolates, and the hang-up, to be transparent, is there were only 26 listed on the list. So therefore, some we just had to guess or experience. That being said, oh my gosh. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Blueberry lime was my first one, and the blueberry potato fruit was with a lime zest and white chocolate ganache. And I'm not anti-white chocolate like Kimberly is. And I felt it was yummy and sweet, but I felt the coloring came off on my hands a little bit. That's also a problem I sometimes have with Christopher Elbow or also Norman Love. Some of those, I'm sure it has to do with the manufacturing and the design and the artistry of it, but I feel that sometimes when you do so much for the presentation and the coloring of the actual chocolate, that dye or the coloring runs a risk of coming off on your hands, especially if you have warm hands like I do. Guava tamarind had guava puree, white chocolate, and tamarind paste. Even though I'm not crazy about tamarind and guava, I did like the texture. There was a lot of textures that I liked in this one. Mango caramel, another one that had mango, passion fruit, coconut milk, and I'm not so crazy about the flavor. Was it the coconut? But I liked the texture. Mm-hmm. So I was big into the textures of these. There were some that I actually felt, oh, is this too sweet? So I'm not going to lie, we did kind of a draft, if I remember correctly, because I got the chai spice, and I don't think you did in our draft. And I wrote, Kimberly was sad, and she was.
I was sad.
I did like it. I also liked the masala chai caramel with dulce rice crunch. She actually saved me the turtle. The buttery caramel with roasted pecan finished with fleur de sel was a yum. I actually felt like I got the roasted effect, like the roasted nut effect I expect from a turtle. And I'm going to comment on this one. Maple pecan. And I wrote, I may be crazy, but it almost tasted like bacon to me. which... I appreciate that. Even though I don't mean it to be an insult, and I know when you think of, like, you know,
especially that region, they may not, some people are vegetarian.
But I like that this was adventurous. At one point I did write, so the texture threw me in a good way. Mm-hmm. I appreciated the texture. However, the pigment coming off of my hand sometimes bothered me. Also, I did write, too sweet? Is that even possible? Because I like sugar, but sometimes I felt maybe this borders on too sweet. I will say I did appreciate their creativity. Pineapple fennel, I did appreciate that it had fennel, and I wrote, I cannot remember the last time I had a fennel in a chocolate. So I really appreciate that about this company, the creativity and the complexity of the flavors.
I agree. I think they do use a lot of white chocolate, and so I think that adds to that sugary, because it's sugary. So I do agree with that. I would say that this is a really great chocolate. If you know somebody, or you yourself like bold flavors, or you want to give it a really beautiful gift, because this is what you give for gift giving. It really is quite beautiful, well thought out, beautiful packaging. Big thumbs up if that's what you're looking for.
So the next one up for me was one that I had an eyeball on for a while. It's called Raven Rising, and it's out of Canada. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted this one. Part of the reason why I found this one, it wasn't on Facebook and it wasn't on a best of list. I wanted to do other countries. I didn't want to be so American-centric. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to support other countries. And I looked at Canada, our neighbors to the north, to see what they had to offer. And what drew me into this one is specifically about lifting up the Indigenous people and the Indigenous population. So a lot of their sourcing pays homage, I would say, to their background and their history. That being said, the ordering process for this one was a little bit hard to navigate. I would say they do small batches, in that when they sell out fast, and then you gotta be on their wait list. And then they tell you, oh, we got it back, and you say, okay, I want one, and they'll send you an invoice. And if you're in the United States, you need to work out with them about the shipping and how that'll be. So you need to email back and forth a few times. Mm-hmm. And then once they send you the invoice, then how you place the order has to be done in a certain time frame. Or they say, hey, do you still want this? You said you did. Do you really want this? So that being said, when we talked about shipping nationally, and I will argue internationally, I would say Raven Rising has some work to do in their international presence. Or if they do want to ship globally, that could be streamlined a bit. That being said, I also, and this is partially my credit card, I did get dinged with an international fee for shipping from them, because it is Canada, is not the United States. Mm-hmm. That being said, I did order three separate things. One was a dark chocolate bar, one was what they call a fish bar. And what that is, it's basically, and I did this just because it's unique. As I mentioned, Camberley, when we did the first one, we did John and Kira's, I like to include cute things for Camberley, because sometimes there's cute things. Yeah. Ironically enough, I got the cute fish bar. The fish bar was essentially a dark chocolate bar. The flavoring isn't really crazy. The dark chocolate bar Camberley had, so I can't...
Beautifully painted.
Right, it's beautiful. It's about the optic. But the flavoring isn't going to be so crazy on those two products. No, it's that chocolate. Being said, the fish bar itself, it was almost like a sculpture of chocolate, almost. Yeah. They basically paint... It looks like a fish. It's not a fish-flavored chocolate bar. That's not what it is. It's a chocolate bar shaped like a fish. They also do a peacock. They do... Mm-hmm. And these are the kind of things that, because they are... like a work of art, it's going to take more work, and it's not something they can produce as quickly. And that's probably why the small batch aspect, the whole back and forth about waitlist. That being said, the shareable product that we both had was a mix that included a fiddlehead chocolate, a raspberry choke cherry chocolate, a birch chocolate, a yuzu ponzu chocolate, and a cantaloupe chocolate. They basically make their batches based on seasonality and what is best for that. I talked about a little bit about the fish bar. You can talk about the dark chocolate bar Cranberry, but what I felt about the actual mix that we shared, I felt they tried to be unique with their flavoring. Fiddlehead, I don't know that I'm like, oh yeah, this is Fiddlehead, or choke cherry. Now, I've had choke cherry wine before, so I knew what to expect, and I didn't expect it to be overly sweet, but this one, I would say they get creative with the chocolate flavors, but the chocolate comes through first, before the actual flavoring, in contrast to some of the other chocolatiers we've talked about in this episode.
I agree. Because I was like, oh, these are some cool... I like Fiddleheads. You can only get them for like 2 weeks out of the year. They're very like, jump on it! Woohoo! So you jump on it. And I do. I jump on it. So they're poop to clean, though. Oh, anyway.
But we didn't have to clean them. They were in chocolate.
They were clean and put in the chocolate. I will say that I was looking forward to Fiddlehead the most, because I love Fiddleheads.
And...
I couldn't even ID it in the chocolate. Yeah. Like, I got a little bit of earthiness, but it could be just my head saying, look, it's earthy.
But in their defense, in Raven Rising Rising's defense, is I don't know that I consider Fiddlehead to be a strong flavor.
It's not. And it's one that I could pick out, but I think most people probably haven't even had it, because it's hard to get.
But raspberry is a strong flavor.
And so is chokeberry. Like, choke cherry. Choke cherry are very bitter. To me, you would taste it. And I didn't really get that. The only one that I did was I actually really liked the birch one, the birch tree one, because it actually had a very, like, almost smoky, like, earthy taste to it. I could taste that. I couldn't ID it. It's not like I eat birch trees. So I don't know. But I tasted something very smoky and very earthy. And I really liked that. That one actually was my favorite. I was like, oh, this one's very delicious. But I do feel like they are very much about the chocolate first, especially when you see the little sculptures of the fish and things. It's about the chocolate first, and then here's some flavoring with it. And there's nothing wrong with that. So, you know, if you have somebody who's about chocolate and they're a chocolate purist and, you know, you want to give them a little bit of flavoring, this would be the way to go, because it's not like, you know, cacao and cardamom where it's a punch in the face of flavoring. But I thought it was good. It was very good quality chocolate. I just wish with those adventurous, amazing flavors that they had punched it up a bit.
Gone a bit farther.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also did the next one. So in honor of Camberley's two in a row, then I did two in a row. I need a little bit. I was the reason for a little bit of lag between Raven Rising and the next one. But after a little bit of reminding, I got the next one, which is Laderach. Laderach is a Swiss company. It is actually 100% of their chocolates are made in Switzerland. So I was expanding a little bit outside of the United States again. The reason why I did this one is I was at a location in New York and I walked by a Laderach and they were giving away free samples and I tried it. I'm like, let's expand this and try some more. So that's how this one came across my purview. However, I will say, or came into my purview. However, I will say that I also noticed it in other people's lists as far as best chocolatiers. So this one also had shown up. It actually almost kind of, well, I'll say that once we talk about it. That being said, in 1970, apparently, and I'm just bringing this up because Rudolf Laderach Jr. invented a new manufacturing procedure for the chocolate truffle, improving the taste and the texture. That's part of their quote-unquote story. So that being said, I felt as though they are not so adventurous. So we got of this one a gift box of that. So we had approximately 36 truffles between the two of us. I felt they do, much like many I find Swiss chocolatiers like to lean into their nuts. They like to lean into their dark chocolate and lighter chocolate, and they like to delve into hazelnuts. I didn't feel there was a lot of adventurous. I felt the quality of the chocolate itself was good, but I didn't feel it was as adventurous as I would have liked it to be. And that being said, what I stopped myself from saying in the preview is it almost reminded me of Teuscher. It almost reminds me of other Swiss chocolatiers. Yeah. I don't know that, although I will say it's not as sweet as Teuscher. That I will say. If I felt Teuscher was sweeter, and I feel Godiva not to throw that in the mix.
Godiva is not really Swiss.
It's no, but I'm talking about sweetness.
They're lying.
No, but I'm talking about sweetness.
Oh, yeah. Godiva,
I'm talking
is
in terms
like
of
eating a bag of sugar.
Exactly. And that's why I bring up Godiva in that conversation, just because I feel there are certain chocolatiers that I feel dial up the sugar. And when I said that I wanted more sugar on Ragged Coast, this one I felt I got my sugar. I'm not saying it was too much, but I felt as though I wanted more adventurousness in terms of flavoring. And also, I feel because I related to Teuscher in my head, I was looking for what separates these two brands. Mm-hmm. How can I keep them apart in my head? Mm-hmm. Why would I order from this Swiss chocolatier and not this Swiss chocolatier? And even after having it, I don't know that I can say why. What was your experience?
Yeah, I can hear that. So, I'm going to be honest. I like flavors.
You've been lying up till now.
No. They. I love flavors. And bold flavors. Sometimes more than the actual chocolate. I love chocolate, but I love flavoring. I love spicy food. I love flavor. So with this, I didn't feel like there was a lot of variation. I feel like it was just like, and here's this flavor. Oh, okay. It was too sweet for me. The reality is it reminded me of Teuscher, which I wasn't a huge fan of. It kind of reminds me of Godiva, which I'm not trying to insult it. This is Swiss chocolate. It was just too sweet for me. I like dark chocolate. I'm finding, and maybe I'm just going to the wrong places. I just find that with Swiss chocolate, I'm finding the more I have it, the more I realize it's too sweet for me.
Well, they lean into sweet nuts, pralines. They're really big into pralines, yeah, and like hazelnuts.
Oh, well, hazelnut's big in Europe. It's basically our peanuts in the U.S. Hazelnut is cheaper and in Europe, it's kind of their peanuts here, or our peanuts here. So they get it. You know, I love hazelnuts. I don't care for peanuts. I love hazelnuts. It's just, I just feel like it's safe. It's basically safe for people who don't want to have a wild palate of different flavors.
They don't want birch.
Yeah, they don't want birch. It's kind of like, oh, well, it's like a higher quality Godiva. And there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely nothing. You know, it's something that kids would love. Everyone would love. Nana. Everybody loves it. But for me, I just don't, it's too sweet. I ate it, but I was like, you know, I just want more. I just wanted different, more bold flavors. It just was like kind of eating the same flavor over and over, and it was sugar flavor. So that was just me. I don't know. It was fine. And a lot of people will love it. a lot of people will, because it's just, like I said, it's a better quality Godiva, and that's very popular, so maybe it's just me.
Yeah, I don't know that I would say it's a better quality Godiva, because I will say, to defend Godiva, yes, they were sweeter, there was more sugar, to the point, yes, it was almost, like, inedible,
made me
too
sick.
Much sugar. However, the flavor, and they did have more unique flavors.
They do.
So I want to give Godiva that credit. I don't want to say, like, Godiva's the devil, because I don't believe that.
No, Godiva's not the devil, and I do want to clarify. When I said it makes me sick, it's because I can't handle a lot of sugar. It's not because it was bad. It's because, for me, I love dark chocolate. You can give me 70% dark chocolate, and I will eat that and love it, and most people can't do that. So that's why I say that. For me, it kind of can give me a tummy ache if I eat too much of it, but most people, they'd be going, shut up. So there you go. I will.
Yeah. The last one was Camberley. It was, should I say it? Chocolat
Ousma Sharif.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. So, that rounded out our eight. Yeah.
You can tell the choices I make. You know who it's coming from. So anyway.
I could have made this choice.
Her name is Ousma, and she was actually born here in the United States, single parent household. And she was raised in Chicago, Illinois. A little bit of interesting background. She's first generation Pakistani. And so she basically decided not to go to college because she's like, you know what? I enjoy cooking. So she's actually been doing culinary arts of various forms for 20 years. She wants to stay in Chicago and, you know, decided to open up a shop recently. It used to be online. Now she has her own little shop and she's ready to go. It's like, yeah, let's get this done. So, welcome, and I hope it goes well. So, she wanted to take flavor profiles that were very much, again, South Asia, specifically Pakistan and India. And it's interesting because if you go to the site, there's Arabic as well, which is just beautiful. I think Arabic is just a beautiful to look at language. It's just gorgeous. And so, you know, she's really proud of that aspect, of course, of her heritage. And so she brings beautiful flavors together from that region, much like cacao and cardamom, very similar to a degree. We had to order this one twice.
No. This is the disclosure. I'm going to be honest on this one. This time, Camberley was sad, and it was not because of a draft. I will take my part of the credit to it.
So stupid.
I don't know your part of the credit is if you could have communicated it more clearly, but part of it I might say also I would say is their yeah. list isn't necessarily the clearest. But I will claim my credit, and I might take all ownership of it. So there was, do you remember which one you wanted?
I wanted the Earl Grey chocolate so badly I could taste it. I love Earl Grey chocolate. I love Earl Grey dessert. Gimme, gimme, now gimme.
And so the way it went down is because Camberley and I are like ships on the net. It was Earl Grey Thai and cardamom is what, Earl Grey tea and cardamom is what it was called. It's called Kashmiri Chai was the name of it. The way they have them arranged, they have a visual representation on the recipe list, but the visual representations, it's hard to discern because it's not a photo. It's more of a like artistic drawing. And when you look at the actual chocolate, you're like, wait, this looks like that, but I can't see it there. Because they'll like have a chocolate with one white dot on it. And then you'll look at the actual chocolate, and it's not a white dot. It's a white line or a white like Z or a white something else. So it's not representing exactly. And then there'll be two chocolates with white on it. It's like, but they're not the same flavor. So it's like, wait, which is which? And neither one of them is a dot. So it's a little bit confusing. That being said, Camberley and I weren't crossing paths that much. So she said, have this certain row. And I misinterpreted or wasn't listening well enough and didn't get it right. So I ate this one that she, Kashmiri Chai, which she really, really wanted.
Yeah.
And then she had said that the last row we just draft once we get there. But I had already eaten the row that was supposed to be
fine.
Her. So I ate it. And that's why I chose to order a whole new one. Give them more money.
Hey, we were
support her.
Supporting small shops.
Because support Camberley and Ousma to give credit to both. Just because I knew Camberley really wanted that one. And I felt guilty because I was like, okay, I got it. And I guess my question is, was it worth it? Did you really enjoy that one? That one?
Well,
Kashmiri Chai.
No, it wasn't in there, remember?
I know, yeah, I do.
So we didn't even get to try it because it turned out it wasn't in there.
Which means what you order on their actual packaging, they don't necessarily send you the same one in each batch.
No.
And you don't really know when you are online and what's on the price sheet. I will say the first time I had it, I was confused because I'm like, wait, I just ate something, but I don't know what I just ate because the...
Yeah, some of the designs were very similar, or it wouldn't be like the picture. It would be like one small like orange mark on it. And I'm like, so I guess it's the Jaipur Indian chili?
Or there's some on that...
I'm sorry if I butchered that name.
Or there's some on there that they didn't even include. Yeah. Or there's some included that aren't on that list.
That aren't on the list.
And so that being said...
Very confusing.
So I'm going to address that.
Whoa.
On the list is that one of the things they did is... I think they've been changing or doing some updates, and they've crossed out some things,
yeah,
like with marker, which means I understand printing is costly, especially if you're a small business, but I guess I would say is then perhaps have either stickers or some better way to do
or
it.
Do or a code.
A QR code.
QR code.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's another option that would make it, because when I get chocolates and I'm paying a decent amount for them, I don't want to see marker scribbling all over it or outdated information. I get it. You don't want to print new ones, but then QR code is a good answer.
QR code's the answer because then you don't have to print anything out. It's just website programming. It was confusing because it's like there were a lot of things that weren't in there, or there was some that weren't even on the list. I'm like, I don't know what I'm eating, so I can't really talk about it because I don't know. That being said, I really love the Jaipur, I think it is, and it's Indian chili. It was spicy. Like, it's a slow build, so it's not a joke. Actually, I could have had it spicier, but I could see if you don't like spicy, you don't.
Did you have that in the first one or the second one?
Oh, I had it in both.
I never had it. I've moved on emotionally.
Oh, I didn't know, because...
It's fine.
Okay.
And I guess you'll have to buy more so I can get some, but there might not be in that box, so...
There you go.
We don't know.
They also had the passion banana, which I felt was really good. The ginger was strong, which I love ginger. Raspberry rose was delicious. The Moroccan mint was another one where I appreciate that they're using real mint. You could tell it wasn't the fake one. Just the honey cumin. It's interesting. The honey cumin I've never had before. I will say the ratio to cumin was a little bit heavy-handed, but in the second box, I don't think it was as much. So it was like...
So consistency's an issue.
It's not this issue. Maybe it was just that I was used to it more. I don't know. I will say the one that I really didn't care for was the vegan one, but I don't like vegan chocolate.
I guess I'll say that.
That.
I feel consistency was an issue. The reason why is we ordered two boxes within the same season. It was within a month of each other.
Yeah.
And look, you as a chocolatier, I see you as an artist. If you want to change your chocolates up by season, then change them. But say on the website when you order, fall season, spring season, winter season, whatever season you're doing, that's not communicated. That being said, that's just the optics of the business running that I'm looking at. Mm-hmm. When I talk about the chocolate itself, I kind of run into the same, and that maybe we've been tasting too many chocolates, if that's even possible, but I almost lump it in a little bit with Raven Rising, and the issue that when you have unique flavors, I don't know if they punched me enough with the flavor.
They did with me.
Maybe, well, that's luck of the draw then.
Maybe.
Because there wasn't necessarily two of each chocolate.
Yeah.
But fine. They didn't punch me enough in that when I tasted them, supposedly...
That's human. I still taste
them. Kimberly said I had Kashmiri chai. Maybe? Now, the reason why I say maybe is, like, I remember I ate a bunch, and I was like, by this point in our process, I had gotten to the point where I'm like, I'm just going to taste the chocolate and see what I think it is. Because the pictures weren't representative of what they were all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I would taste it and be like, oh, okay, what flavor am I tasting? Okay. Now, I know what it looked like before I put it in my mouth. Now, let me look at the thing. Like, that doesn't look anything like the photo, and I don't really taste cardamom. So that's why when I'm told I tasted that, I believe Kimberly when she says that's what she thought it was, and that's what's on the screen. But when I... What was on the screen, like the printout that actually says the recipes, what my issue is that if I taste it, I should be able to ID it by taste. And with this one, much like with Raven Rising, or much like a number of chocolatiers I've mentioned, mm-hmm. that the chocolate comes forward more than the actual flavoring. It's a delicate balance between the two. You don't want to favor the flavor, much like when you talk about Christopher Elbow. They flavor the flavor more than chocolate, but you don't want to flavor the chocolate so much that I can't even tell what I'm eating. It's kind of a delicate balance, and that's the art of chocolate making, I guess, as somebody who's not a chocolate maker.
Well, I will argue, because I actually feel like it was a good balance. I felt like it was a good ratio. The only thing I will say is, it was the flat chocolates, much like John and Kira. Well, not like John and Kira. Half of theirs are. They have the flat, and then the more rounded bonbons.
Yep.
Or like the one from Maine. They tend to have the flat
Ragged
chocolates.
Coast. Yeah.
Ragged Coast. So it's that type of chocolate, flatter, like a square. The consistency of the chocolate, it was interesting, was chewier. So when you bite into it, it wasn't like chocolate, like a chocolate bar or bonbon. It almost had like it wasn't brownie, but it was almost like that consistency inside, which kind of threw me off. Not in a bad way. It's just I wasn't used to it. So it's like the flavor is like in this batter almost that's put into the center. So it was a little bit chewier for a chocolate, which was a very different consistency than I'm used to. Not that it's a bad thing. It's not. But I felt like the flavor profile was really good.
And now that I'm thinking about more in the second box, yes, I will say that the has, it's called Marrakesh, and it's hazelnut coriander praline. That coriander did come through in the second box particularly. The ginger with fresh ginger infusion came through for me. I wanted more ginger, but it was there. Mm-hmm. The one I guess I'm referencing hardcore would be the Earl Grey tea and cardamom, which you said I had. I don't know that I ever tasted cardamom. And I guess that's where I'm hung up on it.
Maybe you didn't.
But then, fine. If I didn't, well, and that's, I guess, my issue, that if I didn't have that one, then what did I have? I'm not sure it's on this recipe sheet.
The thing is, the one that I wanted wasn't there. So it's kind of like, I just wish they'd do QR and say, this is what's in this batch for these dates or whatever. Maybe it's too difficult, but it was a little disappointing.
It doesn't need to be that difficult. They could make a seasonality thing for, this is our transition between fall and winter. This is our fall batch. This is our winter batch. Scan the QR code. You'll see both menus. This is what you got. So it doesn't have to be that hard.
I agree. And the thing is, what I do want to say, because this is a very small business and they've just opened, there's going to be growing pains. And I think that hopefully that a few of these things will be fixed, because I like the unique, you know, flavors, and I like the history of it. And there's hopefully they'll make some tweaks, even in presentation. I feel like the presentation wasn't always consistent, and it could just be pulled in a little bit to be a little bit more fancy. Not, you know what I mean? To make it a little bit, like, as a gift, I don't know if I would give this as, like, a ooh-ah gift. You know, it's more of, yum, chocolates with unique flavors, and there's nothing wrong with that. Just the presentation could be kicked up a little bit, but I think it's just growing, growing pains, and I think they'll get there. They have a good product. They're getting there.
And I also don't want to be too hard on, I will say, Uzma Sharif, or Chocolat Uzma Sharif, because I will say, when it's neck and neck, if I were doing a head-to-head between Raven Rising and Chocolat Uzma Sharif, I do think the flavors came through a little bit more with Uzma Sharif than it did in Raven Rising, if that makes sense. Because the Fiddlehead, no. I didn't taste Fiddlehead to this day. So, with that note, jumping into prices before we say our favorites.
Sure, of course.
Awesome. So, prices. What I will say is, I guess I'm going to do, I can do the two most economic choices and the two most expensive choices. And I'll be transparent about that. That being said, and I looked it up since we started recording this, John and Kira do not give free shipping right now.
No,
I think that
they do deals and emails and stuff.
Right. And so even when I looked up on their site right now, I think I saw what you charge for each one. That being said, all of the ones we did, of all the chocolatiers, none of them were free shipping at the time we did them. The reason why is because, one, we did do in-store. Ladarach was bought in the summer. So what we did with that one is we actually went into the store. And when we did that, we actually didn't pay the shipping. But then I looked at what the shipping would be had we actually been in the store. The least economic one. That one was Raven Rising, which was $4.70 per piece. Now, that is including the two bars. So if I'm counting the bars as a piece, fine. If I take that out, then it'd be $4.16 without the bars. That's not counting the $3 international fee charge I got added to it. So that was the most expensive one to order. The second most expensive one to order was Ann Sons. Ann Sons was $3.33 per piece. So those two were the most pricey, I guess I'd say. If I did the third least economic choice, it'd be a tie between John and Kira and Cacao and Cardamom. They were actually both $3.10 per piece, based on the information Kimberly gave me, because she did let me know what she paid for the ones she bought. The most economic choices were third place, Uzma Sharif was $2.67 per piece. Ragged Coast was second with $2.56 per piece. And either way, whether it was shipped or not shipped, the most economic one was Ladarach. It was $2.08 a piece, and if I had it shipped, it would have been $2.41. That being said, the worst shipping and handling, those honors go to Raven Rising, was $45 for shipping. Ann Sons was $30.90 for shipping.
That's crazy.
And Christopher Elbow was $19.95 for shipping.
I know. It's ridiculous.
So those
are the reasons I don't order it much from him. I'm sorry.
But that's transparency. We just need to be honest about the cost, how much you get for your money. And also how much shipping plays in fact. So if you have a brick and mortar store of some of these places, some of them, they are small. I don't like, based on Chocolat Ousmane Sharif, I guess we're really giving her a lot of airtime.
I love her name.
But I don't, and it sounds so lovely. I know,
it's just beautiful. It rolls off the tongue.
I feel beautiful when I say it.
I know.
That being said, I don't know her storefront situation.
She just opened it recently.
So. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yay. However, it's not like she's a bunch of them. So if you're sitting there in Indiana, I don't know that you're going all the way to Chicago to get it. But I'm in Utah, I am not going to Illinois to get some chocolate, let me tell you. Yeah. So that being said, we just bring up the shipping so we have some transparency for people who are living in the United States or potentially abroad, for those that will ship abroad, hence Raven Rising in Canada. Or
take out a small mortgage.
Well, but also to know...
No, if you're in Europe.
Also to know where they're available.
But that's okay. Puccini Bambini is still robbing people, and I love them. I would go back in a heartbeat. Anyway.
That being said, so...
Were you going to give your top three, and then I'll tell you the winner? Or what are you going to do?
Like the winner of what?
Second.
Well, actually, I think I do remember your favorite from last year. Remember episode 2 that you're trying to remember?
Yeah.
I think it was where you get the cute little bears. Downtown. Downtown.
Oh, L.A. Burdick?
Was that your number one last year,
it was up there.
I think. Notice I'm sitting here.
We're going to listen to it.
I'm looking up shipping, and I'm trying to remember. Because I remember myself. I don't remember you as much. But
I know.
And because we differ.
Yeah.
That being said, you want to do... 3-3-2-2-1-1
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
So who wants to go first?
You go first.
Oh, I'm going to go first? Okay. Yeah. My third favorite one of the three, and it's interesting to me whenever we do this, because Kimberly is, she can pick some chocolate, but my third favorite one, yeah, it's going to be Ann Sons. Ann Sons is going to be my favorite one. I feel the quality of chocolate was good. I liked the flavor profile of its uniqueness. That's my third favorite one.
Okay. Now my third favorite, I kept going back and forth on all three of these. It's been a labor of love. Would be Christopher Elbow. One of my all-time standbys. I will order Christopher Elbow all the time, at least once a year. Their advent calendar kicks Heine. Love. Sometimes a little bit too sweet, sometimes relies on white chocolate a little bit too much for me. And white chocolate's way cheaper than chocolate. So you know, but the flavor profiles are always fun. Beautiful presentation. Christopher Elbow, get the advent calendar. Take out a mortgage on it, though. It's expensive.
That being said, my second favorite was Christopher Elbow. I like the flavor. As much as I like chocolate, I also like flavor.
Wow. All right. Didn't see that coming. So my second is actually John Akira.
Mm.
I would buy it again. And I have. Secret, I have. And I'm going to buy some for the holiday. Because sometimes they go and sell right after, and guess who swoops in like a vulture? Yes, me. They're just, I think it's a really cute aesthetic in a lot of ways. They just have the little bumblebees, or they'll have the little butterflies. It's just cute. But on the other hand, for those who hate cute, they have the regular chocolates with beautiful flavors. Maybe not the most adventurous.
Who hates cute?
But some people do. But you know what? You know, maybe, I don't know, toxic masculinity. They don't want to give, like, cute things to
butterflies and bees.
But it's okay if you like it and you are a dude.
Enjoy, but it's fun facts. Cute
little flowers. You know, I love the presentation, and their chocolates are really good. I like the different flavored box. I think it's well presented. Great customer service. Delicious chocolates. I'll be buying you again soon.
If I had not bought the cute little bumblebees and ladybugs, would you...
I still would have, because I love the squares, the different flavor.
Okay.
Delicious.
Okay.
And their seasonal stuff is good too.
Got it. My number one is cacao and cardamom. And
that's mine too.
Ah! Oh my gosh, we agree. I think is this the first time we agreed?
It is the first time we've agreed.
Oh my gosh.
And the funny thing is, it cracks me up because I wanted to dislike what happened because of the email, but when I ate their chocolates, I'm like, okay, you know what? This is why you can't judge people off first appearance. Because...
But they need... Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't get
me. If you ever listen to this, please don't do that. It actually turns people away. I almost decided not to buy it.
I'm glad you did that.
I can't believe we chose the same. It was delicious.
I don't know that we ever have. I think your first year, you tied, so it's a half agreement.
Because I cheat like that. But, you know, whatever. But, yeah, I'm surprised. I didn't think you would...
I think the flavor... I like the complexity of the flavors, how interesting they were. The texture got me. I'm having a hard time finding what I don't like about it when I think back on my previous incarnations, whether it be Kate Weiser, and that's why I was trying to determine what it was. Mine were Kate Weiser and Vosch. I remember my previous two.
Yeah.
I'm a Vosch loyalist. I do love Vosch. I do love their creativity.
I'd like to be a Puccini Bombini loyalist, but here we are.
Shipping. Shipping 40, is real.
41 pounds, no. No. Or euros.
For shipping. No, not happening. That being said, cacao and cardamom, the presentation is good. The quality is good. I don't know. That makes it harder.
You know what? And they sent me emails because they have interesting things during the year, depending on season. They had a Diwali box for India. And I'm like, I'm buying it next year. Just because I want to celebrate Diwali and I have nothing to do with it. But I'm also going to look at the Christmas or holiday collection because I'm curious to see if it's from holidays around the world, how they do it. They make me want to order more because I don't know what they're going to do.
And that's kind of what's drawing me in. And they don't go too much in flavor. So when I talk about walking that fine line between chocolate and flavor, they've done it masterfully.
And presentation. Though it does wear out on the hands. It can wear on your hands with the coloring. I just feel like the presentation, it's consistent. You know what you're going to get. Again, it's a beautiful gift. And a little bit wasteful in the packaging. But some people go, no, that's the whole point. So that's just me being a poop. But... I mean, look at Bon. That talks about packaging. Yeah, this one's a little bit more streamlined. But, and I love Bon, so don't get on me.
Theirs is also more awkward. Bon.
Yeah, it was awkward. But I feel like it just would make a beautiful gift for somebody. If I got that, high five. You know what I mean? And the flavors, if you like bold flavors, they're balanced. It's not like a punch of something. They're so well balanced and thought out. Just hands down delicious.
We agreed. Oh my gosh.
I know
my
we gosh. Always get like similar, but
we
two of the three were.
Well, and John and Kira was my fourth. It was neck and neck. Even the shipping of Anne Sons didn't get me. It was a rough one. It was a rough one for me. Yeah
this was with that. I'm really kind of surprised. That's amazing. So yeah, that's the list for this year. So you know what to buy. Give me all these seasons are coming up to buy stuff. We gave you the info, but we want to hear from you. So please, if you know places and that ship that are local, places that you love, we love getting recommendations, and we do, and we try as best as we can to try these things. So please,
humor us. So on episode. Until after Kimberly
coming up in 2002-04.
After Kimberly listens to season 4, episode 1, remembers what her number 1 is, I guess we'll move into our fourth incarnation of this. Thank you, National Geographic. And we'll see basically what our top chocolatiers in the world are for this next year.
We'll get more world, but dang, it's hard to get them sometimes. But who knows? We're going to try.
Amen. Amen. On that note, live your life as an exclamation, not an explanation.